It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Lee Rayburn. The NFL Draft is coming to Green Bay next month, and the event will be bringing tens of thousands of visitors with it.
Joe Schultz has more on how the smallest city in pro sports is getting ready for the NFL's largest offseason event.
Each year, all 32 NFL teams select the best college football players in the country to join their rosters. Some of those picks can be a pretty big deal.
The Green Bay Packers select Rashawn Gary,
Jordan Love, Clay Matthews,
Brian Bulaga,
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback from California.
The draft has grown into the league's largest offseason event, transforming from a televised league meeting to a football festival. Since 2015, the NFL has taken the show on the road. In Detroit last year, the three-day event drew more than 700,000 people. Green Bay is the smallest U.S. city that has a major professional sports team. Around 240,000 people are expected to attend the draft here, or around 80,000 a day. Earlier this month, more than 50 residents of the neighborhood around Lambeau Field attended a meeting put on by the Packers and tourism leaders about how the draft will affect their daily lives. Local leaders described it as essentially hosting three Packers home games in a row.
There's going to be lots of parking available, just like you're all familiar with on game days.
Jeannie DeGroat lives near Lambeau. She worries the city won't be able to handle the influx of people.
I have been telling people for a long time that if you're going to come to the draft to Green Bay, that come this year, because it may never, ever come back.
Other neighbors, like Reed Lewis, are more confident.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate and it'll turn out to be the best thing Green Bay ever had.
Even DeGroat says she left the meeting feeling cautiously optimistic. Green Bay landed the draft after the Packers and tourism officials spent nearly a decade working behind the scenes to bring the event to town. More than 50 million people watched the draft on television last year. Officials say hosting it will have a statewide economic impact of as much as $94 million. And Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich sees it as an opportunity to showcase the community to a national audience.
We're the smallest community in the NFL, but we've got the biggest heart by a long shot.
During the event, the NFL Draft Theater will be in the northeast corner of the Lambeau Field parking lot. That's where the league commissioner will announce the first-round selections on opening night.
The 2023 NFL Draft is now officially open.
It's the part of the event that fans are most familiar with, but it's essentially a televised business meeting. There will be lots of other activities around Lambeau.
There's also a huge football festival that accompanies what's happening on the stage. So it's interactive games, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, the full collection of Super Bowl rings. It's food. It's a Wisconsin supper club where we have a number of local restaurants curating the food and beverage.
That's Nikki Yule. She's the NFL's senior director of events. She was in Green Bay earlier this month for the league's final production and planning visit before the draft. Other local activities away from the stadium include concerts, a cooking competition, and a skills challenge at the field the Packers used before Lambeau. Genrich says those events came from conversations with local leaders in cities that previously hosted the draft.
This is a great opportunity for the city, but you really have to do everything you can to take advantage of it, because the NFL's focus, rightfully so, is on the event itself.
While officials are optimistic everything will go off without a hitch, hosting the NFL's biggest off-season event in its smallest city does pose obstacles. There are fewer hotel rooms in Green Bay than larger cities that have previously hosted the draft. And an April snowstorm in Wisconsin isn't totally outside the realm of possibility. Even so, Genrich says he's confident in organizers and the community.
We've got a really good group of people in place to make sure that regardless of what happens, you know, people are going to stay safe and have a good time.
The NFL draft runs from April 24th through the 26th. Admission to the event is free. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And for more information on the logistics of attending the NFL draft, visit greenbay.com/draft25.